Rejoice in the Lord. And the Brother Shucker will open with prayer.
Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we do bow before you at this time, thankful for all the many blessings that you've given to us and the truth and the opportunity and privilege to come together for this convention and the fellowship that we've had here. We do indeed thank you for all of the fellowship that we've had. And now as we enter into this praise time for the singing of songs, and we pray that you would be with us and helping us to keep in tune with each other, and that we might be sing unto you a joyful noise unto the Lord. And we do ask that you'd be with us and continue in our time here at convention. And we do give you all the thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Jim. We've had a wonderful day today of blessing in our discourses and admonitions on how to conduct ourselves in our various activities. And so this is a wonderful way now to end the last session with this Vesper service. And we're looking forward to what Brother Austin has for us. And so without further delay, we'll turn it over to Brother Austin Williams.
Brother Robin, you're not the only one who's used my name at our own convention. My own elder, I've been told, will be led in prayer by Brother Wade Austin. Okay, so you're not the first one. So everybody, when did Wade come from California? They all wanted to know. I knew exactly who he was referring to. I was at the podium giving the prayer. So don't feel bad, Brother Robin. Brethren, this Vesper service, as I just want to set some standards. not standards. There is no standards, brethren. I just want to fill you all with, it's a tough shoe to fall into in terms of I cannot supersede or replicate Brother Paul Lagnos' talented abilities, and I don't know what he had in mind. But since it was mentioned, I seem to know play a guitar or play an instrument or two, I volunteered. So my voluntary work will probably help me to reflect upon Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And the word psalms, I was thinking about King David. Imagine, in my opinion, he's the best composer. Because look at the amount of work he put in, and each one of them, probably many of the psalms, he sung as praise to God. So we have a choice this evening, chance, brethren, to perform some hymns which you're all familiar with. What I will do is I'll want the audience also to be involved, and I'll call upon the audience, and that's when Sister Sandra will play those hymns, and there'll be some solos. And at any point you think that some brethren are going a little flat, please be patient with us. If you want to replace them, you're welcome. Not this Thanksgiving convention, next year. Okay, having said that, we have a choral group which will perform a medley for you this evening. And may I request all of the brethren to come forward.
Thank you.
Not everything. Sometimes we need some solo also. So I call upon Brother Lenny to do a solo now.
No sadness, no sorrow, trouble on me. There'll be peace in the valley for me. No headaches, no heartaches, no misunderstandings, no confusion or trouble will there be. No grounds to defile, just a big endless smile will be peace and contentment for me. Sing along. There'll be peace through the valley for me someday. There'll be peace through the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray, no more sadness, no sorrow, no trouble won't be. There'll be peace through the valley.
Brethren, you have a way, always remember, there's a strap for a guitar, you got to wear it properly. If you wear it wrong, it's going to come out. That's exactly what happened. In view of that, since he's going to fix it, brethren, let's all sing with, be seated, hymn number 169.
Oh.
We'll be led by another solo by Sister Mary Malley, and Sister Sandra is going to help her with some music. Now we'll do a melody with composed by somebody in the world, but it's a wonderful hymn. It's called One Day at a Time.
Yeah.
Those are nice words, brethren, in terms of taking one day at a time. One day at a time. You can do... Do you want to...
Thank you.
Brethren, we are nearing our Vesper service. As the last hymn, we're going to do a song called Where No One Stands Alone. Brethren, that concludes our Vesper service. We hope that it was an unusual, conventional Vesper service. It was all impromptu, and I thank all the brethren for participating. If there were no participants or volunteers, I'd be singing all night, and you'd all be falling asleep, brethren. I didn't want that. But we hope it was a blessing to everyone in terms of giving thanks, and this is one way of giving praise to God as well, in the form of psalms and hymns. And so, with that, we will all close with hymn number 161A. 161A, and then we'll have the chairman come up. I'm sorry, I stand corrected. A little dyslexic at the end of the day, brethren. What I meant was 126A, you're right. And if you have the red book, you won't have it in there.
Oh, yes. It's all in the big one. Somebody wants it.
Well, thank you, Brother Austin, for those lovely selections, and all the brethren who sang, and Sister Sandra for playing. We have so many nice thoughts. Holy Spirit, our faithful guide, I know no life divided apart from God and our Lord Jesus. Amazing grace, which we sang just now. Truly something that, when we think about it, makes it hard to keep from singing, much as when we sang tonight. Shelter me safe in that haven of rest. And we look forward to that peace in the valley where the lamb and the lion will lie down together. Many sleep, but not forever. What a glorious prospect that is. Not forever. There will be the resurrection morn. And without him, we would all truly just be wandering. So how grateful we are that we have the Lord Jesus. Lord, teach me to take one day at a time. He walks with me. Enoch walked with God, but God walks with us. Hold my hand was the last hymn, and then Amazing Grace. Such precious thoughts and sentiments. We'd like to read the Songs of the Night as our closing meditation. And I looked at it quickly, and I believe that one of those verses from Amazing Grace reminds me of the Apostle Paul, November 26th. I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And we all know that's about the Apostle Paul and the things he did suffer. Through many dangers, toils, and snares he had come through. Does any other service than that of our Lord ever entered on these terms? Promises of suffering? Surely not. Yet how honest for the Lord not to call his disciples under any misapprehension of the facts. We are called to suffer with him, to sacrifice ourselves, our earthly interests, to share his cross, and by these experiences to prove that we have been begotten of his Spirit, and that it has been shed abroad in our hearts, and constituted us copies of God's dear Son. Faithfulness to this cause ensures the reward of joint heirship with our Redeemer in his King in his kingdom. Nor can those kingdom honors be hoped for on any other terms. The Apostle understood this, and seems to give the thought also that the more of any of the Lord's followers can share of the sufferings of Christ in the flesh, proportionately will be his share in the glory which by and by shall be revealed to us in the members of his body. The expression, for my name's sake, is comprehensive. It includes everything connected with the divine plan, of which Jesus, the Messiah, is the center. It includes sufferings for the truth's sake, because the truth is vitally connected with the only name. It includes the brethren, because they have named the name of Christ, and they are under his name as members of his body. It includes all the work of the millennial kingdom, because he is the head of it all, and his name, his honor, is associated with it all. Let us therefore be glad of any sufferings which come to us directly or indirectly because of our faithfulness to the precious name, and these various interests which are associated with it. I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. So we would like now to ask Brother Austin Williams if he would come and close our day with a word of prayer.
How wonderful it is, Lord, once again, that we could bow our heads and our hearts into coming to thy presence and giving thee thanks for this day. And thank thee, Lord, for making it possible, and thou seest fit, for us to lay down our earthly life today in sacrifice. We hope that as we began the day by saying, what shall we render unto thee, that we surely have rendered some gratitude and thanks in the form of understanding and appreciating the words spoken as well as the hymns which were sung. So may it be its our sincere desire at the twilight of this day, Lord, to give thee thanks and praise. And at this hour, as we depart, be with each one of us. And as we rest, may it be that the rest which is required for this earthen vessel will help us to be rejuvenated in the morning to receive another day of bountiful blessings which thou hast provided on the banquet. And so, wait upon thee for the remainder of this day. These favors and mercies we humbly ask with the heads bowed in the Master's most precious name. Amen.